don't remember what the price was. Can we get one back?
Okay, so you lived down there in this Denison place till, for how long did you live there?
About four, maybe 4 years.
All the time your parents were working for the Williams, huh?
That was just.
The home provided.
There was an addition, sort of an L-type building at the end that's gone across now. And it had another sort of an apartment in it, which was rather rough, I guess, as I remember my mother telling. And of course, Williams had a lot of colored help.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of Swedish help and a lot of colored help.
Mm-hmm. Where did he put them? Certainly.
Well, he moved one family right in next to my mother. That's why they moved out.
Oh, he tried to integrate you.
And so my mother said, no, she wouldn't live in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad kept on working, but of course, he just stayed home.
Supervision. So when you moved out of there, where did you go down?
We moved. We couldn't get any. Mother didn't want to leave here because she liked it. She loved it around here.
Yes, that happened.
And of course, she did. She used to go and do day work at Williams's.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place they could get was the old John Brown place up where Escoffier.
Oh, up on there.
And they had. That was the old house that stood there.
Which is long since gone.
Yeah, they tore it down, I guess. They never should have done it.
No.
Any more than they should have torn down the Latham house up there.
Was it a two-story house up there?
It was a little old Cape Cod. Yes,
oh.
It was a two-story. And the upstairs was all rough.
Mm-hmm. But what a spot up there. Oh,
and
beautiful.
But my mother hated it.
She
didn't like it at all. She cried and cried, and because she cried, I cried, and I didn't know who
was
crying for.
Yes.
But she was homesick for the
other. Well, did Williams find that for you, or did your father find that?
I don't know who did own that. It finally came to Mary Abby Davis, but I don't know. It must have come from some of her people. She must have been left. It was called the John Brown House. But I don't know.
You don't know why John Brown, huh?
Well, I knew John. I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Uncle Ben and Uncle Will and their brother Tad.
All Brown could own that up in there. There's a pond or something up there, Ed Escoffier told me. That's, I was talking to him the other day, and he's been out scraping his driveway all the time. I can hear him, you know, from my house. I hear this terrible noise. He's always plowing up his driveway. And he said the water is running down from up there. He says there's a pond up there behind Holly's.
It's natural spring.
Yeah.
And it's not a pond, it's a natural spring.
A natural spring. Well, he said sometimes it gets to be a foot and a half deep up in there.
Well, maybe it's, you know, maybe they made it that way, I don't know.
Well, I don't know whether Holly's did something, but anyway, it drains down there. He's got ice down his driveway, and Holly's got ice down his. You know, it's all out when you see it out there in the road.
I should think it might make the houses damp down there at the foot of the hill.
I think Marge said that she had felt she was getting salt from the road because the water was coming over in there. She's got her well, I think it's in the front there someplace.
Which one is
the little one right where your little old place right next to me?
Oh,
last winter she said that.
Oh,
so he's always out there doing stuff. Escoffier is trying to.
Well, anyway, I think my mother and father lived there 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
And mother
was so miserable.
And he told her, well, just as soon as there came a place that he could get. He'd hire it.
Mm-hmm. Your father.
My father.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot now, because the little house next to you,
that's
that
the one,
stood down where Edgemere's was.
Yes, I remember you saying that.
And the Jenningses used to use that for summer place. Well, before the Jenningses, there was people by the name of Norton that used to have it.
It was all on that big piece of land down
there.
That was all open. Gorgeous.
It was all open land.
Yes.
And they gave it up. And Jennings's were going to have it summers. But when my mother and father wanted to rent it, Joe Kavanaugh owned it. And Joe Kavanaugh is where Mrs. Knowles lives now.
Yeah, used to be up there. You moved it. I was looking for it before. Yes. The card is in here. This postcard is. I just saw this. Something you had in here. Oh, I don't know. I just looked at it, and I looked up there, and it was gone. Oh, you've got some old things here. The old lighthouse.
Well, if you looked around in this place, Anne, I think you'd find a lot of old treasures.
Yes,
maybe you think they were a trade, just to me they're trash now.
Stairway in the Stanton Homestead in Stonington.
Mm. I think that's, is that the one that's the Davis Farm?
What?
Stanton?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a beautiful stairway.
No, it can't.
I don't know. I just saw that postcard here. You stuck it in here somewhere.
Yes. A beautiful stairway in the oldest house in the town, built by Thomas Stanton in Lower Pawcatuck in 1680.
In Lower Pawcatuck? Where is that?
Well, that's Greenhaven.
In Greenhaven?
Davis. It's the...
the Davis Farm?
Yeah, the Davis Farm. It was brought from his grandson. It was brought from his grandson, Robert, by John Davis of Long Island in 1772, and is still in the Davis family. And the old house is pieces almost, and that's the beautiful stairway.
That's still in there, I presume.
Sure, imagine it is.
We were in a house Sunday in Old Mystic, across from the post office, further up, that big white one. Oh, it's a tremendous thing, on the right-hand side. The Habermans live in there. And in their front hall, their stairway is very similar to this. It doesn't turn, it comes straight down. They have taken off whatever, whoever was in there before, had put over the side of the stairway, and they've uncovered the most beautiful paneling and scrollwork. Somebody put wallboard over it or something. And they've taken that off. You know where the bookstore is?
Yes.
In Old Mystic?
Yes.
Well, it's the next big building on the right. That big white house.
It's a tavern.
Used to be a tavern.
Yeah.
And they're reclaiming it. No, they're doing it over inside slowly. And it's all paneled and fancy scrollwork. It's beautiful. Beautiful. They're doing a very nice job, slowly, you know, but they're burning the steel.
Well, that's just the way the old house looked.
Yeah. Yes. All right, so what about Kavanaugh? He owned?
He owned the little red house, the little Cape Cod. And
which was red when you moved into it?
No, it was white.
Mm-hmm.
It was much prettier than it is now.
Yes. Oh, it's horrible. They're going to paint it gray, they said. I hope it's a pretty gray, not a battleship gray or something.
No.
I hope it's a pretty Cape Cod gray.
And I don't know how long, I was 11 years old when we came up here, so we lived there. I must have been about 5 when we went there to live.
So you rented it for 6 years?
Yeah. And we were there for, and I think they paid $5 a month rent.
Yes.
And he went up to 8.
Oh my goodness.
And that's why they moved.
Oh,
and my mother, all that business, she would not pay any more rent.
$3 more. No, that was really inflation.
Yeah. Well, my father only earned $9
a
week.
Yes.
Yes. He did trucking at that time, but he had gotten through at Williams's. And he worked for Mr. William Lampier in Mystic, trucking from the depot to the stores.
Delivery.
Yes, delivery.
So did they buy this place?
No. it was a long story.
Was this here at that time?
No,
this house?
This house wasn't here. It was built in 1911. They built it.
Your father built it in 1911.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went up on the rent, my mother told him, she says, we're not going to pay any more rent here. Before we pay any more rent, we're going to build and buy build and buy our own place.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, he didn't like that very well. So anyway, he said, well,
Kavanaugh.
No, the rent was going to be that much right away. Well, she says, we'll move right away. He says, well, where are you going to find a place?
Oh, he already had them, yeah.
Yeah. And my mother says, oh, a door will open somewhere. He didn't bother her. So they kind of talked it over, I guess, pretty well, and they decided that they would really buy. So my father said, there's only one place that I want. He says, in that location. It was here. And mother said, oh, that stone heap.
Who owned it? Who owned this land?
Nichols, his name was. And mm-hmm. he owned the farmhouse up there that Mary Bell Harrigan
mm-hmm.
had.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big double Cape Cod that stood on that
mm-hmm.
day. So, I don't remember now whether Mr. Nichols came down to the house or whether my parents went up.
Was it for sale?
Yes.
The land, or
well, no, he hadn't sold any, but he owned all of this
yes.
land and went with it, you know.
Yes.
With that farmhouse.
Yeah.
And I think he stopped at the house. It's a long ago.
Mm.
And he had heard that they were looking for land
mm-hmm.
to build. And mother said, yes, they were. So, he said, well, have I got any that you'd be interested in? And mother said, well, they'd have to look around. She said, my husband likes just one spot that you've got, but whether you want to sell that or not, I don't
mm-hmm.
know. They didn't want the waterside. They could have had all kinds
yes,
of the waterside.
Yes, isn't that something?
They didn't want it.
Yes, your father probably wanted to be up higher
yeah,
where
he
thought
didn't.
It was.
And I don't know, there was just something about this location that he liked.
And he talked her into it.
And so Mr. Nichols asked them how much land they wanted, and they told him. At first, they didn't buy the whole strip.
Mm-hmm.
But they bought, well, the land that they bought, they paid $400 for it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know just how big it was.
That
was been an acre.
More than
that.
There,
I would say. From that wall down
there.
From there
over here to...
Well, it was a wall. They built a wall or a fence
yeah.
that went down through there. I don't know just what the measurements were, but they had a good
big
yard.
Piece. Yes. What was your maiden name?
Brumley.
How do you spell it?
Brumley.
Brumley. Mm-hmm.
English.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
Mm-hmm. And so they had this built.
And they had this built. And this was Mr. Davis's sheep farm, where this is. And there was a sheep shed that stood here years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a foundation. And they didn't build a cellar, which was a very wrong thing, under this part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that was one strike against them. But they only had so much money to work with.
I was going
to
say, for that
sure.
kind of...
They only had so much to work with, and
sure.
it was a ledge.
Yeah.
And it was going to cost quite a bit.
Yeah.
So they decided that they would use just what they had because they wouldn't spend, they were close. They had to be.
So what year was that?
1911. We came in here the middle, we moved in here the 15th of July in 1911. I was 11 years old in June.
You're an only child.
Mm-hmm. Well, mother, I had a half-sister.
Mm-hmm.
Mother was married before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was 36 years old when I was, no, she was 38 years old when I was born. My father was 36,
my.
So they were too old to have children.
Yes.
Didn't have any patience with
yes.
them, or else had too much patience.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I was very, very close to my mother.
How is your half-sister is no longer living?
No, she's gone.
Yeah.
They're all gone. I'm the only one that's left.
Were you close to her at all, your half-sister?
Not until we... Until
you got older.
I was married and had family.
Yes.
And it was 12 years difference.
Yeah, and you had no reason really to be
no.
close because she'd made a whole other life.
Because
yeah.
she married the Jennings. She married Will Jennings.
Oh!
I
see. I see. Isn't that? I never knew that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, how did you know that?
Yeah.
So you're indirectly
ahead.
By thin thread
she is.
The one that built Edgemere.
Huh?
The one that built
yeah,
Edgemere.
Was
1908 that was
mm-hmm.
built.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a letter from my niece today.
Isn't it interesting that they all came back to this?
Nephew is coming back.
Yes, you told me that. I just saw a letter in here from a Jennings or a
Yeah,
uncle.
Well, that was his father. Now, there may be something in there that you might like for, I don't know.
They own the Russell Jennings Argabit Company.
Up in Chester, Connecticut.
I thought you said they were from Deep River or something.
Well they lived in Deep River.
I see.
But Chester, of course, only about the same as Mystic and Stone.
I see. Mm-hmm. What happened to your mother's first husband? Did he die?
Yes, Swedish. She was married in Sweden.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Now
my sister was 6 years old. Her mother came over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my mother was, I think, 34.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember just exactly. No, she was in her 30s, early 30s, because she was 38 when I was born, and they were married.
That's
Sweden.
Old, really. Yeah.
And Lydia was 6 years old when mother came over.
Well, now, did she live with you, your half-sister?
She did some, but not too much, because when we came up here in 1911, she was married that following September.
Oh.
We came up in July, so she was only in this, to live in this house,
yes.
So July to September. But she did live with us for quite a lot when we was in the little red house.
Yeah.
Because she went to the New Orleans Business College. And she stayed with
you there.
With her father.
Yeah. And she met Jennings here then, didn't she? In this.
Oh yes.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? And she ended up living down there.
When she
piece of land.
When she got through business college, she got a job in Deep River. That was part of it. Was.
My! Isn't that something?
Yeah. Office. She worked in the office. For a woodworking concern in Deep River.
But she didn't meet him up there, Jennings.
Well, I don't know just how she did meet him. No, she met him here.
Yeah.
Because the Jenningses, the mother and father, lived in Deep River.
Mm-hmm.
And their business was in Chester.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to come here summers. Because Mrs. Jennings is originally the grandmother, Will's mother, own mother, was from Stonington. She was a Birch.
So she wanted to come down here
for
summers.
She wanted to come here for summers. Beautiful person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful looking.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful looking. He married her really for her beauty, I think.
Yes.
Because...
Oh, that's a good reason.
Yeah. And she was a lovely person, too.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
He was about 10 years, I guess, older than she was. He just had the two sons, Steve and Will.
Hmm.
And that's my sister.
Well, they were down around here in the summertime, you see. That's probably where she...
My sister was a Swedish beauty, too. She had the blonde hair and the blue eyes, and she was a lovely looking girl.
Yeah,
she was.
She was beautiful.
Yes.
She really was.
You don't have pictures or anything? I'd like to see pictures sometime.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And I have to haul them all out.
Well, take them out sometime and put them aside so when I come up you can say, here they are. I think it's interesting. I really I never knew you were related to the Jennings that way.
Oh, yes. By marriage.
By marriage.
But Will always made a lot of me.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes.
And Steve's wife is still living in Sarasota, Florida. And she's well in her 80s. That's sister-in-law, Will's brother's wife.
So now these people that came back that are looking, they are...
Whose kid? Russell. Will is Russell's father. And my sister is the mother.
Oh, I see. Your sister's husband was Russell.
No,
Will.
And Russell is the son.
That wants to come back here.
And he has taken early retirement.
Yes.
I just had a letter today.
So he's your
nephew.
Step-nephew or half-nephew or some kind of nephew. Step-nephew.
Huh?
Yeah. step nephew. Yeah, she was your stepsister.
But we never thought of it that way.
No, but that was but he's your nephew. Isn't that interesting? Oh, I think that's fascinating.
Let's see. She tells about Ruth and Russell. Fred and I had dinner with Ruth and Russell recently, and they mentioned that they had visited you. Russell took early retirement last year. I believe they would like to settle in your area or North Stonington. So I'm expecting them back.
Yeah, they said they were house hunting when they were here, and they'd be back. Isn't it interesting? Everybody had the nice weather. Back. It's gone back to them. Back to this place.
Now, this is old, and I think perhaps this letter, or this essay, I think Will calls it, was written by Mary Cavanaugh when she went to the Clambogue School, the old Clambogue School, not this one that's there now, the old one originally fell down, there's an offset.
Down by the other foundation, down back there. Is that the one you went to?
No, I went to this one. This one was built in 1880-something.
Yeah.
He says, "Dear Mary and Cliff, the enclosed is copied from papers I have had a long time but never did anything with. The description of various places in Clambogue are very good and must have been written by someone who was a native there at some time in the past. Thought you would like to read about how conditions were then. No doubt you can locate most of the places mentioned." He says, "I'm sending Virginia a copy." That's his older daughter. We keep fairly well, but don't get very far from home. We do no night driving. We have a cat and a dog to keep us company, as well as a color television. Drop us a line sometimes. This is God's will from Pauline. He married again after my sister died. And this is the paper. Clambogue Vale. It has quite a bit in it.
Years previous, no date.
No, it doesn't have any date on it.
Oh, could I borrow this and have Alan make a copy?
If you wish.
No, he'll take it to work and make a copy of it. Places. It really is. It's a shame to, you know, if nobody ever does anything about this, I'll take care of this.
Mr. You want the envelope?
Yes, that might be better to take it in the envelope. Morro Bay, California. Yes. So you've lived here ever since?
Well,
no,
we haven't lived here ever.
Oh, well,
we
no,
you were... I was in Bridgeport.
Yes, but I mean, you lived here all your growing up years. So you got mixed up with Cliff.
That was, yeah. I told you about how I met him.
Yeah.
And then we lived in Norwich for 4 years when I was
this
on the
radio. This is an old picture. Where was this taken?
That's
down?
Up at where Noni Swallow lives now.
The Swallows, yes. Clambogue.
That was Mrs.
Up the road away, beyond Johnson's. It's signed Billy Crum.
That's right. People, the name isn't that strange.
Isn't that funny?
But they spelled it C-R-U-M-B.
It looks like C-R-U-M-S. C-R-U-M. Isn't that funny?
That was Aunt Mary Crum. That's where my mother, when she first came to this country, boarded my sister.
And
while she worked up to Williams's.
Oh my.
Yeah. So that was really mother's first home.
And who lived in there?
People named it Crum.
Oh, they did? That was Crum's up
yeah,
there.
Crum. That's Aunt Mary Crum and Uncle William Crum and Ida Knight, who was an adopt, well, she really wasn't adopted, but they...
Pretty, isn't it? It's prettier then than now, with the gate there.
Some of my sister's things, and Virginia sent it to me.
Yes. These Crumbs have bought a condominium,
yeah.
I don't guess you know.
Yes, she told me.
He's living up in outside of Boston. That sounds like an awful arrangement to me, coming home weekends.
Oh, just to me too.
But he was thrilled to get the job.
Yes, I guess it was.
So,
it's kind of a mean trick.
Yes. Well, that's the way companies are, you know.
Yeah.
Big companies.
That's right.
Mean things.
They don't care.
Mary, you don't have any books I can borrow that I can read on this area, do you? I've seen that Wheeler book.
I don't have anything much about Quimbog. I don't know. Nobody ever seemed to bother very much about Quimbog. I did have a book here the other day that I had, and I said to Cliff at the time, I bet Ann would like that. Maybe she's got one. I don't know. I think it's over here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Find your way, and then move it there. This is the best place you've lived, isn't it? This is better than Norwich and Bridgeport.
Well, Stratford, where
choice.
We lived in Stratford,
oh,
the only thing was that the houses was too close.
Yes,
a
that 50 got
foot by 75
yes.
yard.
Right. Nobody wants to live like that. This is the best. So this was left to you. This house was left to you.
No, it was left to my sister and I.
Oh.
And we bought her out.
She didn't, wasn't interested.
No, no. I think she would. I think her son would be.
Yes, yes. Oh, I have this. Brian has this. I got this for Brian, and I have read. That's good.
Yes,
Henry Palmer.
Great.
What's that yellow one? I've seen the other one.
Well, this is that.
I have that other.
I don't know what it is.
Hopkins Connecticut Almanac, 1973. Never seen that. Oh, it's early years, Martha Hoffman. Oh, this is just like an almanac on this area. Hmm. Oh, it's different towns around here, too. Lebanon, Stonington Terminal. Hmm. Well, I just thought I'd get going on it. It takes me so long to do anything. Maybe I won't ever write anything, but I'm interested in it myself.
Yes.
You know, I think when you live in a place, it's fascinating to know about it.
I'd like to know it.
Yes.
How it has been.
Yes, great. Brian had read, or did you tell me or something, that flat piece of land where is it that used to have drills? Did you tell me that? Military?
Yes.
You told me that?
Watch the cove.
Used to have what? Drills, like a military.
Oh, yeah.
Built, when Charles P. Williams.
He was the captain of the Home Guard when they had that during the First World War.
And they used to
have barbecues and picnics
and so forth.
And they actually did drill there.
Oh, yeah.
That was,
oh, sure.
What was the Home Guard like, just to protect you, the local area?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's
kind of like
reserves.
I can't think of what.
Reserves.
Yeah.
But they used to call it
the Home Guard.
Guard. Yeah.
Huh.
Because it was more older men in it.
Yes. Wasn't a lot of kids.
And they used to have horse racing over there before that.
Really?
Oh, he had beautiful horses.
He's that's the same one that up there.
Yeah.
Now, was that all his land?
Yes.
Down on this side?
He came way down where Armster's house is. He owned that.
What's Armster's house?
The one up there by Dr. Lindsay. The old Kelly house.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's the old Kelly house?
Well,
for Dr. Lindsay's. I don't know.
You
Dr.
know,
Lindsay's.
You know where the school
sure
is that they're rebuilding. There's a road crossing.
Yes.
Well, the Kelly house is on the right. Isn't that right? Where, when you go up in
Back in there?
Back in there. Yeah. The Kelly house is on the right.
Yes.
Yes.
And so she can tell you the rest of it. I just tell you where the...
Oh, so he owned all the way
down? He owned all of that land right down to the road where it joins Rathbun. Rathbun just came to the side of the brook, I guess. No.
No, because Rathbun has the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe he came down to the bottom of the...
Yeah, came down to the wall there.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Because Rathbun owns the point here that's supposed to be so valuable.
It's so pretty, yes. Yeah.
A great deal of money offered into that location.
So Williams owns then how far?